Black Mephisto, we are back.
Don't let the coronavirus get y'all fucked up.
You're not adding grade M, bitch. Stop.
And read your own goddamn
shut up, Tootsie. Shut up.
Black and Unfiltered, we are back. It's your boy, Pooch Flair.
Yes.
We got Rain over here.
One and only.
We got Mr. United himself, Ja Ali. What's up, Ja?
This is a blessing, a pleasure, an honor.
Man.
No. Look, man, let me tell you what. The blessing and the honor and the pleasure, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely on this side of the camera, this side of the microphone, man, to be sitting with some of the hottest cats to ever bless a mic. You know what I mean? I mean, One United is a vision. You know what I'm saying? You guys is making the vision come into a reality. So, big salutes to y'all.
Man, big bro, it ain't never about me. Without you.
It ain't never about me. You know what I'm saying?
Gave us a platform, man, and we're just trying to take it and build it along with you. So it's a blessing. It's an honor to be a part of something that's Black-owned, for one.
Is that? If we ain't nothing else, we damn sure Black-owned.
Damn sure.
Black-owned, Black-operated, Black-manipulated, Black any other goddamn thing. Shit. Hey, Black.
Black.
You know what I'm saying? If I could paint these walls black, I'd paint these motherfuckers black.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Tell us
a little bit more about One United. How did that get started? Where'd you come up with that?
And I really got tired of us being bad mouth, you know what I'm saying, in the media. I really got tired of us being bad mouth everywhere you turn around. Black men especially, but black people as a whole always getting trashed. You know what I'm saying? It's like we didn't have a voice. You know what I'm saying? And I have some time spent in radio where I learned the inner operations of radio itself. So obviously, you know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, I'm a little bit older than you cats, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good because we vibe like we fam anyway, just a little bit. Back then, man, the DJ was the coldest motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't because he could spin. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew the hottest shit coming out. His thing was that he had the ear of the people. The DJ was the one that always had the ear of the people. He controlled the mood. He controlled the vibe. That's when I got into the radio thing because I always wanted to be the cat that, you know what I'm saying, was the influential cat. You know what I'm saying? If I can talk to you, if I can get you moving in the right direction, boom. So use that same platform. You know what I'm saying? And then create an avenue to not only defend your people, but to paint your people in a light that real media, and I'm doing that with air quotes, you know what I'm saying? Refuse to reflect. If you know what I'm saying? And there's an African proverb that goes, as long as the hunter tells the story, the lion will never get any justice. Ooh. You see what I'm saying? We got to flip that. Ooh. We got to flip that to where the lion is telling the damn story.
Oh, yeah. We're going to paint the picture
of the reason I attacked that damn hunter was because it was either him or me and my family, me and my cubs. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we bagged the lion. But you didn't say that. Hey, man, you rolled up on me when I was asleep.
I like that a lot. Yeah,
I'm you see what I'm saying. So as long as the hunter is telling the story, the doggone lion ain't gonna never get justice. We got to control our own narrative.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
That's why we came up with, you know what I'm saying. I mean, it was one night. You know what I'm saying. One late night. I was working on something. I'm like, ooh. And I'm always trying to doggone get us into the mind frame of. Yo, we got to promote our own. We got to do this. We got to be independent. We got to take out the middleman. Da 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 da. And I love this brother right here who just came back to the screen, my man Rain, is because you remind me of one of my favorite rappers, man. You actually look like Nip. And Nip was the one. Nip was the one that told us, fuck the middleman.
Hey, bro. Yep. You want to know something? Mm-hmm. I've shared this story a few times on the podcast, and I hear that a lot, the Nip resemblance, but I watched a documentary like three and a half years ago about, and he talked about how he went from the police running him out the shop, like the parking lot, to owning it and putting his same whole block. Hood on. Put the whole hood on.
Yeah, on, exactly. Man.
That's
and until we start to get it to that level, we're just bullshitting and pussyfooting, man. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? It comes a point when you got to put your money where your mouth is.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And we use the term jawjacking. If you ain't putting no doggone action behind your words, you just jawjacking, man. I ain't never been one to jawjack or tongue wrestle. I ain't finna go back and forth with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'ma say what the fuck I'ma do. I'ma go to work. Well, you've been quiet about it for a while. Guess what? I've been working on it. I ain't finna keep talking about it. And then when I bring it to you, like I brought it to so many people, hey man, I knew how many cats I needed. I want this joint, One United, to run 24/7. I'm gonna get as many people as I need, but I knew I only needed 12. Hmm. I knew it was gonna be some that was gonna walk up, that was gonna walk to the plate. Good idea. Da, 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 da. All right, cool. You got it. Come on, you got an opportunity right here. Shit. Out the dog, going 24, 25, 26. We started out with. I got real soldiers still on the roster right now. You know what I'm saying? They've been hanging tough since day one, and we heard in damn. 8 independent countries, and not to count the ones that's in the mother continent of Africa.
Right.
So let's just say we in Africa and 8 other countries, not including the United States and Canada. No. Fuck out of here. We in the U.S.
Gotta clap that up. That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? So clap yourselves out, man. Y'all was one of the first ones that actually answered my call and actually answered my literal call.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? We was on the phone. We was on the phone talking.
Yeah, literally. I remember.
I didn't know y'all from a can of paint. You see what I'm saying? And big salute to you guys, man, because y'all have actually taken this opportunity and you've run with it. And you know what I'm saying? Big salutes to you. I'm proud of you, brothers, man.
Likewise, man.
We try. Y'all stopped trying a long time ago. Y'all doing the damn thing. No.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for One United Radio. Be honest. Yeah. Like the podcast, yo, it was all for fun. Like it was therapy for the most part. But once you hit us with the opportunity, man, the doors open. That's all we needed. So we definitely appreciate it, and we're very grateful, man.
I'm a humble and modest cat, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always throw the compliment back, but I'm gonna spare throwing the compliment back on this one and just say that, you know what I'm saying, there's always room for more. You know what I'm saying? We always looking for independent people, independent artists. You know what I'm saying? We always looking for independent shows. We, you know what I'm saying? If we ain't got room, we'll make room, because we got to actually think of it, you know what I'm saying, as a community effort. You know what I'm saying? We actually doing this for our community. I mean, this is actually for us, by us. You can't get no more FUBU than that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I stake my claim on all that. You know what I'm saying? This is FUBU at its finest.
It really is.
Not the brand, but the thought process. This is for us, by us. You know what I'm saying? I only represent the blackest thing known to man. You know what I'm saying? I got one white boy I let in the studio.
So you got one?
You want to see him? You want to see him?
Where he at?
He holds my headphones. he holds my headphones and my sunglasses when I ain't using them.
Hey, I thought you really just had like a white dude standing by you, like at the ready. Well, I said, "Oh shit, bro, he got white people at the ready." I'm trying to get like John.
Oh shit!
Trying to get like job, buddy.
So, there it is, man. I can't do pooch right now, man.
You want to tip? I'm like, yeah. Where you at? I kind of stumbled a little bit.
Open the cage.
Yeah. Oh man!
It reminds me of a Facebook post I saw. I saw somebody posting. You probably already know which one it was. We all be on the same time on the same thread a lot of times. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? What's an animal? I'm gonna stop right there.
Oh. It was poop. It was
poop. No,
it was poop.
Oh, when it said, "What's the animal you want but can't have?" and I was like, "A white person." I thought you was about to make my dream come true, Job. Like, I was like, oh.
No, I wasn't going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, man. You ain't going to get me on that bullshit. No.
Oh, man.
No, I'm straight. But I was glad you got some bling on luck.
So what do you see One United being in, like, 5 to 10 years? We'll start small, 5 years.
Man, I'm going to be totally honest, man. Let me grapple what we have done, you know what I'm saying? And just, I mean, July will make a year, you know what I'm saying? Let me absorb the growth on this part, you know what I'm saying? Because I figured we would still be struggling trying to make the first year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if I were to say, to be totally honest, man, it's been put in my ear right now that we're actually going to actually need to get headquarters, you know what I'm saying, so that we can actually reach worldwide. If I was to do a sneak preview, I'm actually looking, entertaining the idea of it being One United Films, you know what I'm saying, for independent films. And we got to use certain avenues for that are not necessarily black, you know what I'm saying, black owned. So it's, you know, but you know what I'm saying, you know, we'll be able to do that, because you're right. This opportunity, this position has opened up the opportunity for a lot of other stuff that I didn't know was happening. And people come to you. You never know the opportunity that you have to help somebody in their dream just because you have an avenue. They see the avenue. Well, I do this, I do that, and da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Independent filmmakers. Wow, never even thought about that one. You know what I'm saying? But that we got to create the avenue. If they're not going to create the avenue, I mean, if certain people, I'm not going to call any names, you know what I'm saying? But if certain people are saying no to your films, you know what I'm saying? I hate to sound like doggone Suge Knight at this moment.
It's real though.
Come on over to One United.
Come on over to One United. If you can't get radio spins, you know what I'm saying? You're having a hard time, doggone, getting your joint spin on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Come on over to One United. You know what I'm saying? If doggone, they telling you we can play it, but we gotta edit. You know what I'm saying? You need to cut this out. Da, 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 da. If you ain't been listening to One United, please understand. If you ain't been listening to these brothers, please understand. We don't edit a damn thing.
Hey, we black and unfiltered.
Black and unfiltered. You see what I'm saying? So we, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So as many avenues as I have the opportunity, and that the creator would allow me to express, those are the ones that I'm going to go. Now, you ask 5 years from now, I have no idea. I'm just following, living, and loving life. I'm on this wave right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding this wave. Wherever this wave lands, it done lifted me up already. You see what I'm saying? I'm just coasting. I ain't going to fight it, because I know it's going to land me somewhere good. I'm going to take somebody with me. I'm going to take as many as I can with me. Positive thinking, minded individuals.
Each one, teach one.
Come on, bro. You already know.
Y'all each one, teach one.
Wait, because y'all drinking, and I ain't got none.
Yeah, you over there chilling, man. Well, get your white boy to go get you something.
He's all head, nobody. He's all head, nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man,
y'all wild, boy. That's why I appreciate you guys' show. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are definitely, you know, you hold it up to your brand.
Black, we unfiltered for sure.
Y'all unfiltered like a motherfucker. No,
we definitely unfiltered.
I didn't even have to ask. You know what I'm saying? If I could come on, do I have to watch my verbiage? Do I have to watch myself?
It's already, people do ask stuff.
I already know who I'm dealing with.
Right now, just be yourself.
I already know who I'm dealing with.
I think we've had like one or two people ask, like, is it okay if I cuss? Like, man, you better talk how you want to talk.
Let's see what you say. This your chance right here.
The only thing without style is to be yourself. So you're not gonna be yourself. Don't even don't even come fuck
my
with
whole
us.
Thing. My whole thing is I was tired of being censored. Like even on Facebook today, they still trying to censor me, dude. So this gives me an avenue I can talk my shit freely and like minds agree and we relate and it's not just a whole bunch of bullshit. I'm not just up here talking to a whole bunch of bullshit. We really talking some shit.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Which is another reason why we felt the need to kick off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we started off just like you guys with a podcast. It's all black to me. You know what I'm saying? We're still kicking that. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the studio pretty much all day editing episodes and, you know what I'm saying, getting up because I had a backlog. Screw it. You know what I'm saying? Let me get to work.
Right.
All right, cool. But that's how we started off, just doing Talk Black to me. And I'm like, what if there were more individuals like that that didn't want to be censored, that wanted to doggone, you know, say, okay, well, how will you do it? And that, you know what I'm saying? Like I was about to say earlier, I was outside one night. It was in the steel of the night. You know what I'm saying? I walked outside to do my due diligence. And ain't none of your business what that was, but I was outside doing it. And you know what I'm saying? I was in an undisclosed location doing undisclosed activities. But so I was like, we need our own shit. You know what I'm saying? We need a place where we can hear our voices. You know what I'm saying? Where our voices won't be disturbed. And the key word kept on being our. You know what I'm saying? We need a radio segment, a radio station where, you know what I'm saying, that's just ours. 90% of us just get together and our voices. Our. One.
Most important word, our. And you have created this platform.
Radio. Bruh, it was like 2:30 in the morning. There was no way I was supposed to be still awake.
Oh, you had that good ass view, boy. You know what the activity was now.
You see what I'm saying? I'm out there gazing in the sky and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, hence the conception of. There it is. One United.
There you go. One United.
One United.
Yeah, but salute to the guys like you that create platforms like that. Like, not everybody is built to create a whole fucking platform to bring other people along with you along the show.
Like, you've inspired something. Like, literally, if you whether you know it or not, you've inspired something just within our crew that sparked something and shit, put all of us into second gear. And it's just so many different platforms opening up and the lanes opening up. So, man, like I said, dude, like I'm forever grateful for this one opportunity we had. Like this started it.
I don't do compliments.
We went from a podcast to a show because of your platform.
I don't do compliments well, man. So
I don't really give them like that.
Yeah. So how's the weather where y'all at? Change the subject.
I'm in Carolina.
Dark as hell out here. Hey, both of y'all on the West Coast right now, ain't y'all?
I'm in Arizona.
But yeah, in Arizona.
I'm still in an undisclosed location.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He out there with Tupac and a white dude.
Hey, I'm West Coast living right now. With Tupac and a white dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, shit. It's funny because they got Tupac behind him. I didn't even notice.
Oh, right on, bro. Yeah. My man. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I didn't even notice. Oh, shit. He really is with Tupac and a white dude.
Yeah, he went
right on. Yeah, Tupac and a white boy. There it is. White boy in the corner. I keep the white boy in the corner.
All right, so I got a question.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What's next for One United Radio?
Whatever's on the end of this wave, man. Like I spoke about the wave that I was riding earlier. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's on the end of the wave. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting Black Jesus and the ancestors move. You know what I'm saying? Got this whole movement. You know what I mean?
I ain't even mad at that.
Of course, I want to doggone bring as many of us, you know what I'm saying, along as possible. You know what I'm saying? And make it pop. You know what I'm saying? We're looking at some colleges right now for some interns that want to come in, learn the business, you know what I'm saying, take some of this you know what I'm saying, off of, you know what I'm saying, the inside crew right here. And they can do all of that. You know what I'm saying? They can submit. Actually, go to oneunitedradio@mail.com. They can actually hit us up for more information right there. Shout out to Philly. You know what I'm saying? That's my assistant. She's actually handling that. So she's
shout out Philly.
Blessings.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So she's checking this episode. She should be the one that they'll be talking to. She's a scout for the colleges. So she got a big, heavy college influence. Yeah, man. So, you know, like I said, if it comes through independent films and all that, you know what I'm saying, we'll do that as well.
Speaking of independent films, Pooch, plug them, man. After we get off, bro, you gotta plug them.
For sure.
Got to. Definitely. We got something in the works, all right, man.
All right, cool.
Black owned. All black.
Right. Yep. Right on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If it's something we can get down with, and you know, we're always open to, you know, so to look at whatever, whenever, however.
I think you'll like it. I definitely think you'll like it.
I mean, you know, the only thing is we just have to paint ourselves in a positive light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's got to be, you know what I'm saying? We got to be, at the end of the day, we got to be the hero some kind of way.
Yeah, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, we'd be just right, you know, just like the rest of them cats out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all this would be to no avail if we end up the same cat and ain't no less than being, you know what I'm saying, being learned. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we gotta be we gotta be Superman at the end.
Yeah, Perry, we gotta keep winning.
Yeah, we gotta stay winning.
Stay motivated too.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's not easy.
I'm down for whatever, you know what I'm saying? As long as, you know what I'm saying, we get painted in a positive light. It don't matter to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you guys win the doggone best podcast award and all that
coming.
Stuff
for
2022 and all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Don't shout me out. I'm gonna be in the audience because
the first person we shout out.
I'm bringing you on stage.
No. You're doing too much now.
Yeah.
You're doing too much. I'm gonna be in the audience because I know y'all motherfuckers gonna send me a ticket. You know what I'm saying? To fly me out.
And
all of my, you know, hotel room and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? All
right, you got that. Picks on the red carpet with us at least.
No. No, I'm in the back, man. I play the back.
You can't take one
picture? I play the background.
Can't take one.
This nigga say he Dr. Dre.
I tell you what. I you remember how Dane used to walk by with the bottle and just do the cameo? I give you one of those. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I give you one of those. You know what I'm saying? As you stand there taking pictures, I just
we're gonna get Diddy to make us some Ciroc called named after the Black and Unfiltered. We got how you pop that bottle on the red carpet.
Yeah. And I'll just
you got to.
Yeah.
Hey, there goes John.
You know what I'm saying?
You just got the whole thing. Where was John.com? You just gonna see him in the background and everything. Can you spot John.com?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So let's just live, love, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy this opportunity, man, and see where it goes. And you know what I'm saying? That's the advice that I can give. That's what I live on right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole experience, the motivation behind this whole experience. Let's just keep pushing the fucking envelope. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't know this shit was going to pop like this.
Yeah.
I didn't know y'all shit was going to pop like this. You know what I'm saying?
Came out the blue kind of.
So let's just keep pushing the fucking envelope. Because evidently, we haphazardly snuck up on a doggone recipe that seems to fucking work.
Hey, it's definitely working.
It's original.
So once you find something that works, stick with it.
Yeah, just build on it. We got to keep building on it.
Yeah, but remember the fundamentals. And the fundamentals is being true to whatever it was your motivation for kicking it. And this is me, from me to you guys and to anybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, that's out there grinding and out there hustling and, you know what I'm saying, they keep on chipping away. Man, just stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? Remember what actually doggone motivated you to pull the plug in the beginning. As simple as ABC, 1, 2, 3. Stay with the basics and just build on the basics. Because your basics is actually what doggone got you the way you are right now. Motherfuckers don't fuck up until they start messing with the sauce. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we can make the sauce a little bit
higher. Then they get lost in the sauce.
Maybe we can thin it out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? No. Huh. That sauce is what actually made, you know what I'm saying? Made your shit pop. Don't bother the sauce.
Yeah.
Just keep fucking with what you got. Keep dancing with the chick that brought you to the prom.
Yeah. That's real. That's facts, though. Bro. That's real.
You got hella adages. It's like you've been on this earth for a long ass time, John. You got all the fucking adages.
John Vampire, bro.
This is actually
I can't wait to go back and listen to this and write this shit down.
This is actually my third time around, I'm pretty sure, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I believe in reincarnation. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really hip to the fact that this is like my third time around, at least. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? What you saying, you probably said it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, in a joking manner, but
all good jokes contain true shit.
You took the word right out my mouth, bro.
So, you know, but it's all good, man. You know, so that's what I got for people. And I love it if doggone, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shoot, if you guys want to stop by over on Talk Black to me, man. I mean, shoot, I think one of y'all owe me an interview anyway, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody do.
It's probably famous, bro. It's probably famous.
I need famous anyway because we gotta promote famous brand, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So y'all know I'll be listening.
Yeah. Hey, famous, you hear him. You hear the big homie. Come on, man. Tighten up.
Come on, famous. Come on.
So, what else you got, man? Come on, man. Come on. It's kind of popping right here. I like this.
I rarely
get interviewed. You know what I'm saying? Nobody.
Yeah, normally I would put like our guest in a hot seat, but you're not a rapper or singer or nothing.
You got some questions for us?
So, what's that, the hot seat for me to do?
Let me see.
Oh, this shit about to get real now, huh?
We tried to get famous to step, but he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, famous wouldn't step. He was
famous.
Trash,
he wants step for us. He wants step for fame for us, but he'd do it on Facebook.
What can we do for job? You know, it's kind of tough, bro.
Oh, while we thinking, man, shout out to DMX, man. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, bro. Return in power.
Oh, yeah. Shout out DMX. Rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah. I just had to go back and redo our last episode because we did it prior to the fact. You know what I'm saying? We brought his name up in that. And I had to go back and actually revamp almost the whole episode just to doggone, you know what I'm saying? Put a plug in there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shout out to
that. Definitely. Rest in power. Rest in love, man. That man was a legend. That's what you call a legend. Icon.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, not to bring, you know what I'm saying, the energy down, you know what I'm saying, but, you know what I'm saying, we have to respect that.
I'm
about to go bark at the moon for my nigga. It's nothing. Rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah, for sure.
But, hey, D-Boy, come out, bro.
Huh?
Stop shaking your head at me, man.
You stupid, man.
Come on with that hot seat, man. See, y'all stalling right now.
I'm trying to get some good questions for you.
No, but he kind of went over pretty much everything. Like,
yeah,
I can't even fucking freestyle. I can't even freestyle no hot seat shit for him because he done kind of said anything. So how about you leave us with a strong word of advice? For anybody, mainly of course, black people.
Hold on. Cause for the young cats out here that feel like they gotta be gangster or they don't know what's their lane. They don't know. They think they gotta follow the trend and just picking up a gun or just whatever. Like, how would you reach out to somebody who doesn't know which way to go? and is thinking about going down a route that's really not them. Because I've had...
You got to call 840.
I've had a few conversations this past week on, like, my people's little brothers just into some dumb shit, and it's really not them. And feeling like they got to fit in. Damn, you're about to throw their life away.
Bro, so if they don't know which way to go, just call 840. So he can tell us where to go.
Nah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's really ironic. Shout out to Sharon B, you know, saying the wifey, she actually doggone has been trying to get me to influence me to kick off this YouTube channel, The Manhood Chronicles, where we actually try to embrace those individuals that seem to. And if we can talk, and if we can, okay, this is a part right here, and that's very good, because it's a part right here that, you know what I'm saying, it's near and dear to my heart, you know what I mean? The sisters do all they can, you know what I'm saying? And that young male is going to get to a point and an age to where if he doesn't have that bridge or someone to bridge that gap between adolescence into manhood, he's going to be forced to make his own choices. Yeah. Howbeit, he's going to make those choices from an avenue of him being still an adolescent. You know what I'm saying? Still with the mindhood of a teenager, and nobody to bridge that gap and say, I got you from this point on. I'm going to lead you over here to this side over here. You know what I mean? So first, anybody that's going through that, reach out to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Get some type of male image in your life. You know what I'm saying? That is actually thinking along your lines. But violence is never the answer, unless it is the answer. You know what I'm saying? And there are times when, you know what I'm saying, you may have to assert yourself as a man. But you gotta think. You gotta be quicker here in the, you know what I'm saying, in the mind. Then you gotta be quicker with a finger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Take a couple hot seconds and talk to yourself. Get inside your own head before you take a couple seconds and pull a hot trigger. Because it's not only your life you're fucking up, you're fucking up somebody else's life too. A whole other family on the other side of town. And at the end of the day, the enemy done got 2-for-1. You see what I'm saying? The enemy done got 2-for-1.
Real, man.
So if we had just been a little bit cooler, cooler heads always prevail. So if we had gotten just a little bit, if we had just remained just a little bit cooler in the heat of battle. Because this ain't checkers we playing. I mean, we playing real life chess every day. Every day we wake up, we black men maneuvering behind enemy lines every day. You got one objective: bring your black ass home for. And if you can do that, consecutively, you know, you steps ahead of the game. But you're gonna have to maneuver through some things on that board, because you gotta go from the house. You got to go from the crib. You got to do your moving about. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we ain't never had officer friendly in our neighborhood. Nah. I ain't never met an officer friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
Now, my neighborhood.
Hell no.
Nah. Okay.
I was just talking about a piece of shit racist cop that was out my neighborhood when I was growing up that we had. I was just talking about that guy yesterday.
Some of them ain't racist. Some of them, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're going to lose listeners behind about what I'm about to say, you know what I'm saying? But you knew what it was when you invited me on the show. Some of them were just punk. Some of them were just pussies in high school.
I spoke on that on the show before, When I was in the military, they get that position of power, and they just fucking shoot away.
But if you ever meet me halfway drunk in it brought in the daytime and you sober, but you ain't got that badge and that gun, I'm fucked up, and I still whoop your ass. You that sober?
Straight up.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm pissy drunk. But take off the badge and the gun and all that, all the accoutrements that come along with your badge of authority, and run up on my pissy drunk ass.
That'll never do that.
You won't do that, though. You know what I'm saying? So talking to the young brothers and some of the sisters out there too, just know, once you hit that door, once you leave, you got to make it a mission. Get back home safe.
Get back home safe.
You do that? And then one that round.
I had to tell my little bro the other day, like, everybody say it's so cool to carry guns and gang bang and do all this. I'm like, bro, it's cool to be alive, dog. It's cool to be free. It's cool to be at home with your family. Right. It's cool to be doing what we doing right now. Have the freedom to do this shit. You can't do that shit behind bars. I've been behind bars. You can't, like, this. That shit is not cool at all.
You know what time I'm going to bed tonight? When I want to.
Damn right.
Because ain't nobody saying lights out.
Damn right.
You know what time I'm going to take a shower tonight?
When I want to.
Because ain't nobody saying shower time and marching me down the hall. You know what I'm saying? It's certain shit I'm used to. Like not smelling assholes.
Now I feel you on that beat. I'll be smelling assholes. Need to work some other son.
Look. These is three OGs right now, and we actually talking. You know what I'm saying? We actually talking real. Y'all wanted me, you know what I'm saying, to speak to the youngsters. What we got to stop doing with them is we got to stop sugarcoating shit. We got to stop sugarcoating shit with my kids, man. And you know, so my children,
those
kids,
stop hiding them from what the real shit that's going on.
And we never sugarcoated or hid a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? We had the answer already for you. But if you brought the question, we was going to give it to you. Because if you old enough and mature enough to ask the question,
you can hear the answer.
You're mature enough to give it to you to get it real. All
right.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Where babies come from? Shit, wasn't expecting that today. But since you asked.
Like, damn, I thought I had at least another 3-4 years on that question.
That's
but,
real, that's
you
know real what though. That's but, real
but,
though.
But this is what we, but this is where we are not, we as black people in the yet to be United States are not individuals that are in any type of privileged position. We don't own that title.
Never have.
Because if it was, we wouldn't have to goddamn find ourselves hoping that cop get you know what I'm saying, gets his due desserts for taking our brother that's in the news right now. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We wouldn't be hearing about another case that's coming up, you know what I'm saying, out of Louisiana that just is starting to hit social media. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have to be finding something to fight 2-3 times every summer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If we were in a privileged position, we're not. We're in a position of having to always be at the ready.
Always.
Always. On the defense. We've been living on the defense.
When the last time you took a deep breath and just said, man, everything is all right?
Shit.
You can say everything's all right as far as you know. Right now, everything's all right. At this moment in time, as far as I know, and if the good Lord will it and all that old stuff, I think everything's all right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And you better not gonna breathe that breath right there. And hope don't know the phone don't ring once you get through. This is very real. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know I got off a little bit, you know what I'm saying, on a tangent, but when it comes to my people, I'm very passionate. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, do your thing. Hey, this your hot seat moment right here. You ain't even know it.
Yeah, there you go.
You've been in the hot seat for the last 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. So she been putting it into my mind, and you guys may actually have solved the riddle of what's next. We may actually go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, and kick the Manhood Chronicles off. You know what I'm saying? That may be next up for us. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just to put it on the right page.
Definitely. Hey, I want in. Anything I can do, let me know. I want in.
man, you already in. You know what I'm saying? As much as I collab and talk to you guys all the time, you know what I'm saying, communicating back and forth, and shout out to Doggone Taz. I don't know where he at tonight, but that brother right there, I mean, he built himself as far as One United and everything goes. The little brother I never had, but the biggest thorn in my side. You know what I'm saying? But I get it. Shout out to him. Shout out to my man. You know,
big shout out, big bro.
Right on. So, it is what it is. You know, there it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all about to get me, you know what I'm saying, all situated, and I'm getting are those sexy eyes or those just regular eyes? Oh, they're regular. Okay. Yeah. Got the wife in the studio. You want to see this thing. I want to know what side of the fence this episode finna land me on. I'm glad I could be in lockdown by choice or lockdown by force. Something's going to happen.
Now people know the face behind Mr. One United himself.
We had to get you up here, man. We had to.
I'm embarrassing myself too much, man.
So what?
Hopefully I didn't embarrass myself too much.
Oh, no, I like this interview.
But nah, man. You don't embarrass from black and offensive, man. This is no judge. This is a judge-free zone over here. We don't judge. Yeah, you do your thing.
I feel you.
Be yourself.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. That's the only me I know to be, man.
That's the only me I know to be, too. It's me.
That's it.
Sometimes people think I'm J. Cole, though, but I'm not.
Get you on J. Cole.
Only not to be me. I'm gonna try to be J. Cole one day, see how that shit works, y'all. He might shoot me.
Y'all wild, man.
As far as this interview, man, that's about it. This is also like our longest interview too. I think we kind of
I'm looking at the private chat and I'm like, yo, y'all is wild. Yo, you know, look, this is a tip for you. Patreon, bro. Get the I'm always with the marketing. I'm always how we gonna try to make some dough. You know what I'm saying? Patreon, motherfucking yawn. Yeah. Patreon. Do that shit, man. Look, have Cash the Dog don't come in when you got people, you know what I'm saying, joining us, and they can see this conversation that y'all having right here. This shit is cracking me the fuck up.
Yeah,
so
that shit funny as fuck over there.
People would pay to see this shit.
Hey. one day we gonna leak our group chat. One day we gonna leak the group chat, boy.
Man, look.
Oh man,
I just want to be a fly on the wall. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to be in the conversation. Just know it's gonna be somebody in there. It's gonna be like, who the fuck is Dick 'em Down Daddy number one? And how did he get in here?
Hey, that'd be some wild shit. Like, yo, who is this nigga, man?
Somebody, hey, all y'all got my personal number. So somebody called John and see what the fuck. Yeah, that's me, dog. This
everybody in the chat accounted for himself with this Dick 'em Down Daddy person. Like, who the hell is the hell is this?
You somewhere in the corner with a doggone gold nugget ring on and about four medallions around and a shot of cognac.
Nigga probably got a monocle on too.
Come on, some yag.
Oh man, John, plug in your plugins. Tell everybody.
Man, plug in my plugins. First off, man, shout out to the whole One United Radio Network family. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's across the board, starting with Black and Unfiltered and all them cats over there, man. All the ones that's here, all the ones that's not here, all the ones that's gonna hear later on, man. Big shout out to these brothers. Man, I mean, I'm gonna throw this out here, man. I remember when I ran across you guys and I see where you at now, man. If I had two hats, I'd take them both off to you right now, right on. Y'all doing the damn thing, and I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody else that's new and coming up, that's on the network. Definitely got to do that. You know what I'm saying? man, and just anybody that's trying to do it, man, big shots out. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're on this side of the fence or not, if you're on this team or not, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't, you should be trying to be. And if you're not, then why not? You know what I'm saying? We growing over here. I don't know what they doing over there. So,
they bullshit. Over here.
And you know what I'm saying? And if you doggone, if you got music, you and the radio station ain't playing, bring your shit on over to 1-8-9.
Come on over to 1-8-9.
Come on over. Get that shit on. We do new music Monday every Monday. Every Monday afternoon, we do traffic, drive home time, traffic avenue, man. You know what I'm saying? Cass is listening. You know what I'm saying? You want to get heard? Get with the right team. You know what I'm saying? Turn and burn. We burning over here.
He not gonna run y'all over like Suge Knight be doing, nigga. So don't even worry about that. Just come on over.
I ain't trying to end up where Suge. I ain't trying to end up in Suge Knight shoes right now either. No. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, check us out, doggone. At any point, you know what I'm saying. 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 a year. We're gonna never shut it down. OneUnitedRadio.com. OneUnitedRadio.com. All one word. You know what I'm saying? .com. That's our shit. You know what I'm saying? Independently owned, black owned, black operated, all that good stuff. You want to hear me talk my brand of unusual and unadulterated bullshit? You can check me out over at Talk Black to Me. Talk Black to Me. Talk Black to Me at mail.com. You can email me that. You know what I'm saying? Just check us out. We own anywhere where all fine podcasts are heard. I said fine and great podcasts. You might not find us over there with the bullshit, but you can definitely, you know what I'm saying, hit Talk Black to Me podcast. You know what I'm saying? We'll pop up. You'll know it when you see it, because it's...
You'll know it.
You just got to be the one. Social media, Talk Black to Me. Look, just Talk Black to Me. Google Talk Black to Me. Talk Black to Me podcast.
Google.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man. Shit. One United. Talk Black to Me. Black and unfiltered.
It's a fucking honor to have you up here, man.
What you want? Definitely an honor. What you want? One United, Talk Black to Me, Black and Unfiltered. Shout out.
Where we at?
Shout out to my man Maps. Shout out to my Maps, Miles Amadeus Prower. Another cat, you know what I'm saying? Hot cats, you know what I'm saying? Our Black Man. Our Black Man Podcast, my man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
All these spam. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's enough to go around. We can't be greedy. You know what I'm saying? We want to be a blessing, we gotta put ourselves in a position, you know, to deserve one. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. If you're doing it, I'm not greedy with mine. Like I said, send me my first class flight. You know what I'm saying? Send me my accommodations.
Give me somewhere
in the back or in the balcony. So when y'all accept that, you know what I'm saying, best of 2022 podcast award, you know what I'm saying? Don't say a damn thing about me.
You're going to need an extra ticket for your white boy.
I'm going to stuff his head in the back. He poured a lot of milk for it. And if you're just tuning in, because I know we live.
Just tuning in. John has his own white person, people.
Yeah.
Come over to One United, you can get your own white person.
Get your own white person. You know what I'm saying? We hand these out as you, you know what I'm saying? Once you sign up, you get a free white boy.
Black enough person. We is out. And we out. Cuz cut the show.
Peace.